Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who try to make sure you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful, so thankful that you care to be present with me. And I pray that you are consistently inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to stand in greater degrees of personal integrity with the absolute reality of all that we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I'm so grateful that we have the opportunity to flip the script, to respond correctly and directly in this now moment, in exerting and exalting a full effort in our living, because we are tired of seeing and witnessing the Holocaust that is in full effect. And you say, what Holocaust? That thing happened. No, we have never stopped. The killing never stopped. The butchery never stopped. The violence never stopped. And all of those ones whose blood has been spilt upon this planet are screaming out for justice. And justice will be had. That's what we know. For justice is an inherent part of existence. It's not something that requires a jury to determine. We're in a now moment that requires us to really care. To be in a place and space where it matters to us how we stand, how we live, and that we will no longer be a detriment to ourselves or anyone else. But we're in a pandemic of sickness, illness, disease, and death because of the trillions of animals that are being slaughtered annually, millions daily, some just for the pure hell of it, and others so that their carcasses can be fed to you all as happy meals. Eating high on the hog. You know, steaks. How do you want your steak? Bloody. Rare. You understand? I'm just saying, this mentality, this flesh-eating mentality, and now you've got this flesh-eating bacteria that has come up as a result of all of that that is going on inside the body. And I'm just the one to remind us that we are perfectly and divinely designed. All of us are perfectly and divinely designed, and we're not designed to be graveyards for rotting carcasses. We're not designed to eat the flesh of that which has been killed, because we really are not designed to be killing. And this is why so many ones who have been in the military, so many ones who were a part of the ravaging of other nations and killing and warring and whatnot, that's why they come back so messed up in the mind, because it's unnatural for ones to be killing. And for those who are actually in the slaughterhouses, those who are actually doing the killing, these people cannot be right in their mind, because it is an aberration as to what it is to be, what it is to be human, to be in the business of killing. And so, therefore, I would like for us to really take some time to get real still, take some time to come to a point and place where you really examine where you are with yourself, really look at how you're feeling, look at what's going on around you, within your family, your children, your aunties, your uncles, your mothers, your fathers, look at the karmic debt that is coming as a result of what we have been signing off on with birthdays and holidays. Days and daily day to day to day to day to day, eating yourselves freaking to death of death. And so at this particular point in time, we who care to live, we who care to exalt life, we who care to remember that we are these points of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to be supremely intelligent means that you care to be harmonized within the will of existence. You care to walk in the light of the truth of the one that you are as the personification of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. You care to be all that you were born to be as a living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. But see, that's why we have been duped into thinking that, you know, life is just about indulging yourself in whatever it is you care to indulge yourself in. It's just for the experience. You are human having a spiritual experience, or spirits having human experiences, but nobody expects you to be perfect because your nature is sinful. You're supposed to be sinful because there is no perfection. Jesus was the only perfect one, and beyond Muhammad, nobody else is coming. And I'm saying, if y'all fall for that, y'all done fell. And you may not get up. You may not get up. And so at this particular point in time, the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the lupus, the sarcoidosis, there is no disease that we are experiencing that is not related to what you are putting down your throat. And for as quiet as it's kept, we were not designed by those who have created a system of oppression. They didn't design us. They do not beat our hearts. They do not breathe us. The Bible, the Quran, the Bhagavad Gita, any of these spirit books, none of the books beat your heart, nor do they breathe you. And so even if they give you license to eat this or that or the other in terms of beings that have been killed by virtue of their hooves or their feet or their whatever, I'm just saying is that these are books written by men. Your body was not designed by men. And if it was all right, if your body could just eat any, then there would be no sickness and illness and disease. But to be in a pandemic of sickness, illness, and disease, then it's a problem. And many ones are not even connecting the dots between the foundation or the establishment of the religions in the bloodshed that took place in order for those religions to be established. We are not connecting the dots between the ravaging of matriarchal villages and communities in the world and the burning of witches and the slaughter and the rape of women to the breast removal and the womb removal and all of that that is present this day. That we have so many sisters, so many women who are living without their natural breasts, so many ones who've had their wombs removed already. We're not making the connection between the patriarchal, male-dominated system of oppression that is global and the condition of women being suppressed and oppressed and raped and violated, and the clitorectomies and the vaginas being stitched up as virgins and whatnot for their husbands to rip them open. We have not really realized the kind of madness that is going on all over the world in what we call Muslim and traditional African societies and this and that and the other, and what's going on here within these United States of America. We have to come to a point and place where we will no longer participate in undermining ourselves. And for those ones who do not want you to tell the truth, they don't want you to know the truth. I'm saying, no, you will be freed by coming into the reality of your desire to be in the truth, to walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we each are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. Ain't nothing wrong with being rightly aligned with the will of existence. You understand? There's nothing wrong with caring to be cleared and cleansed and purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized and revivified so that you are truly an honor and a glory to the lineages through whom you come. There is nothing wrong with walking in the high ethic and the morality and the sensibility of who and what you are as a man, as a protector and a provider and a father and a son, a grandson, great-grandson, great-great-great-grandson, great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great. Ain't nothing wrong with you wanting to be great. You understand? That's not your aspiration towards being in corporate America. It's not just about you being a CEO and making tons of money. It's about the way that you honor and glorify the lineages through whom you've come. It's about our coming to a point where we realize that the system of oppression can allow you to indulge yourself in every freaking thing. So you got your doctors, your surgeons, your judges, your lawyers, your police officers, your media people. Everybody is drinking, smoking, getting high off of something. You understand? And engaging and indulging themselves in the flesh eating, alcohol drinking, tobacco smoking. And for those who are not, they are not necessarily exalting a full effort in their living, in their right alignment with the will of God. And so to have so many ones who have been so highly educated to never have been fed that which promotes optimum cellular functioning, that means that from the time we were little, from the time we was little, we were given Skittles, you understand, given artificial colors, artificial flavors, hot dogs, hamburgers, nitrates, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, all of this stuff, right? From the time you was little, but you were able to get through school, you were able to get scholarships to go to school, and your body was full of garbage, but you could still manage in school. How is that? Because you were just being taught to regurgitate information, take tests, you understand, participate. You could do, and then these children can't even write now. You understand? They're not even thinking. They can Google anything. You understand? They're not even reading books at this particular point. We're in a place and space where you realize that you could have presidents, popes, pastors, millionaires, billionaires have come through a system of miseducation, religious indoctrination, and then have the exaltation of becoming rich and millionaires and this and that, and they still eating garbage and promoting a system of oppression and have heavily invested in the system of oppression. Stockholders in the meat industry, the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry. You understand? We are realizing that the corporate deities of death could not exist except for people who promote that. And for those of you who facilitate it, because you keep buying this stuff. Now, how can death become multi-trillion dollar business in the realm of eternity in which the earth is spinning? That's a trick. Death and sickness and illness and disease is something that is being paid for, because your life was your gift. It was given to you. It's your gift. You came into the world with it, being perfectly and divinely designed by an absolute and supreme intelligence that has given you so much of itself. But then as you've matured, you didn't actually mature. You just got older. And you've been taught not to regard, not to respect that there's order in existence. You've been taught to deny that there is justice in the world. You've been taught to ignore the divinity of being. You've been supported in being a detriment to yourself by a system of oppression. And where is it? Where is that? This is a twilight zone. We're going to call it the twilight zone. Why? Because all of this that shouldn't be is so blatant. It's all in your face. And you are just stuffing your face with all of this stuff. And I'm saying, look at your body just blowing up. Look at your children. You understand? But look at the carnage that is happening with the violation of all of these creatures. And then their bodies are being fed to you all. So we're going to be exploring more of that. But I am wanting us to get real about the numbers of people who are dying. See, we've got, and I've talked about the trillions of animals, but we're not talking about the trillions of people You say, well, we only got 8 billion of people, so, but, you know, Bill Gates is definitely intentional about dwindling down the population. So nobody's really making a stink about how many people are dying, because there are those who have always been warring against the whole populace. And many of us are old enough to remember that in school, we were told that there were those who are on a world-conquering rampage. And then when we were in Paris last May, there's this huge monument, you can look it up, called the Arc of Triumph. And it's a triumph to Napoleon. But it's huge, and it stands in the center of the city, right? And it has all of the mountains that he conquered and all of this. And I said, this man was really just a mass murderer. And there's the triumph. You understand? So I'm just saying, it's like, nah, there's something seriously wrong in this realm. But it won't be wrong for long, because justice is an inherent part of being. And the justice comes with more of the falling. Civilizations have risen and civilizations are falling. We are in free fall at this particular moment. But in the midst of the fall, there is the rise that is happening, because there is the consciousness that is expanding. The consciousness of the planet, the consciousness of the animals, and the consciousness of the populace, of the people. And those of you who have been listening to my program, those of you who tune in and tap into all of the alternative media that we get with YouTube and all of the other platforms, where you have the opportunity to listen to so many different voices that are exalting light and exalting wisdom and exalting truth and giving you keys to your own liberation. But you've got to use them. And the more we do, the more we apply ourselves to it, then the quicker other ones get freed from the delusion of thinking that you can work on behalf of the corporate deities of death and be prosperous. That you can serve death and prosper. That you can be a part of a system of oppression. Maintain it, sustain it, and be exalted and celebrated with it and by it, and then prosper. When you will never have anything greater than your life. And your life is literally being sucked dry. So that there's no prosperity at the end of the life, because you're no longer present. You're no longer there. You've been dissipating your life currency the entire time. Which is completely antithetical to what it is to be. To have been perfectly and divinely designed in a body that is literally 80% water, should be 80% water, highly charged, mineralized, alkalizing, consistent, cellularly repairing, regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing, and consciousness expanding, so that from the time you were birthed until the time you have matured and you've had children and this and that, you just got more and more brilliant. You got more and more of all of the more that you were born to be, not less and less and less and less. But the more, and you can't even begin to fathom how much more there is of the truth of who we are as these points of the presence of God. But then y'all don't want to be godly, my God. Y'all don't want to be godly, my God. Do you not want to be godly? Would you prefer to be wicked? You prefer to be the sons of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil? You prefer to be in a place and space where you are no longer recognizable as the one that you were born to be, as this point of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal? You don't want to be rightly aligned with the will of existence? You rather die. You rather have your toes and your legs and everything cut off because your blood has become so stagnant and whatnot, and you rather go blind, and you rather than change your life that ain't what's really going on, is it? Y'all just making these choices, or you feel like it's too late? Oh, it's too late, sister. It's not too late. It's too late, sister. No, it's not too late. It's too late, sister. No, it's not too late. It's too late, sister. Well, okay. If you believe that. Because what you think as a man or woman thinketh in is in your heart, so shall it be. You understand? So we should have been supported in knowing, one, the purpose in being. The purpose in being on the planet is to exalt a full effort in our living, to mature in the light of the truth of the ones that we are, to master ourselves, to know ourselves, to know God, to know the Creator, to know how to create, to literally have the opportunity to bring and be the greater blessings upon the planet, to honor and glorify the lineages through whom we've come. There is purpose in being on the planet. It does not have anything to do with being successful capitalists. Or being in a place and space where you're multimillionaires who can't hardly breathe, with pancreatic cancer, with heart disease, with all of this. So you're spending your last millions on life-saving whatever, going to Switzerland and going over here and going over there for procedures that are not going to work. Because the only way for you to facilitate your true healing is that you have to be about the business of your cleansing on a daily basis. Because it took years of not cleansing to get to that point. And so, but you want people to just be able to magically just move their hand across all of your dirty blood and your dirty lymph and your dirty tissue and your dirty mind and all of that and create you anew. Jesus, Lord, you healed. Y'all believe that if y'all want to, but I'm gonna tell you, you can do whatever you will, but you have to do it. You can't get to a point where you can't do for yourself and then expect somebody gonna come in there and do something for you that you have not been about all of your life. And so I'm saying that in our now moment, we are miracle children. We're in a miracle realm. You understand? The miracle is about accepting how the law works. The miracle is about knowing that you have the right to be righted and corrected, and you go for that. You want to be in alignment and attunement with all that you are, the blessedness of your being, but you can't throw yourself away and then be prosperous, because you will never have anything greater than yourself. You cannot dissipate your life currency and your life force all at a time and think that there's some wealth that you're going to have because you got some money, you got some crypto, you got some Bitcoin, you got some... No, you got some serious delusion going on up in here. We're not supposed to be dying in this realm, because we're already in the realm of eternity. And to be a man and not have the care to be in the integrity of the right alignment and the righteousness and the peace and the poise and the power and the integrity and the high ethic and the morality and the sensibility and the obeyance and obedience to be honoring the lineages through who you've come. And then you have children that you don't support. You've got women that don't love you because you've not shown them the respect and the regard of loving them. You understand? I'm just saying is that these are the ones who live in their lives alone. These are the ones who say, my daddy was a rolling stone. These are the ones who can't really have regard. They don't know you. Because you never walked in the truth of yourself. To be a woman and not care. To be restored as the one who has been entrusted to ensure the progression and the continuation of the lineage. And to be in a place and space where you are serving death to your children and your grandchildren. And the men that you've loved, and you see that they done had heart attacks and strokes and having their legs and stuff removed, and y'all not taking responsibility for any of it. We're in a now moment where we have to realize they didn't put a gun to your head to have you killing yourself. But it's been a part of the system that is death culture. to have us in a place where we feel entitled to indulge ourselves in that which is undermining our wealth, our health, our life currency, our footedness upon the path of life, and our rights to be remembered and to have our names written upon the walls and the book of life itself. We're in a now moment where you're having a decision to make, and that decision is, do you care to live? Do you care to heal? Do you care to honor and glorify the lineages through whom you've come, and to be a blessing unto the lineages that you're with and who've come through you? Do you care to stand on behalf of life in a time where we have been issued an edict from the exalted realms to rise, to accept that we have duty, obligation, and responsibility to life itself, because life has already proven itself to us, has gifted itself to us, is continually beating our hearts and breathing us and giving us another opportunity, another chance with each and every breath, another opportunity with each and every step, another opportunity with each and every beat of our hearts to make new commitments, to stand on behalf of life, to be the evidence of the emergence of the kingdoms and kingdoms of God. To know that there is nothing that you will ever be able to think that is greater than walking in the integrity of the truth of who we are in our now moment of eternity. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you so much for caring to be with me than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, or try to tune in any time that I may be speaking, I am so grateful and so prayerful that you are finding greater inspiration to go deeper, to reach higher, to make greater commitments, to stand on behalf of the earth and all of the creatures of the earth and all of the populace of the earth, because we are all sharing this now moment of eternity on this dynamic planet that is Eden, that is paradise, that is this intergalactic spaceship that is 80% water spinning in eternity. And we are in crisis all over the world, and this is something that we need to care to do something about. Now, for we to be co-creators with reality, based upon what our desires are, based upon what our thoughts are, based upon how we apply ourselves, how we exchange life currency for paper currency, or whatever it is we are doing in the reality of this experience that we call life, where there is certain ritual, certain habits that we have in terms of getting up and refreshing ourselves and being about the business of educating or creating or working or slaving or whoring or doing whatever it is y'all do. But the doing that we should be about is resubstantiating the quality of the beings that we are. Being in a place and space where we realize that being steeped in sewage is not going to make for great comfort, nor will it end well. And so we can look at the pollutions of the waters, the pollution of the underground water tables, the pollution of the land, but the pollution of the bodies, the hearts, the minds, and the spirits of those who are literally here to be vivid in our own expression as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. And to know that being under an agenda that is intended to make sure that we are not functioning and creating from the perspective of wholeness, creating from the perspective of our inherent oneness, creating from the perspective of how do we truly honor that which is life, that which is the source of our being? How do we truly honor the lineages through whom we've come? How do we truly stand on behalf of life itself? How do we ensure our progression and the success that we should have here if we have no care to honor the gift that we were given, which is our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and the inheritance that is already in us by virtue of our DNA, by virtue of our lineages through whom we've come. And I am so grateful and so thankful that I have the opportunity to remind us that greatness is already in us because divinity is there first. And to realize that we are truly in nothing but divinity. That is life itself. And to be in a place and space where you are literally in heaven, as is evidenced in how beautiful the skies are and the clouds, and we're in an ocean of nothing but cosmic consciousness, nothing but water and fire and earth and air and the elements that spark us into being directly because what? We have come into this realm through another realm of eternity, from another realm of eternity, through the sacred waters of our mother's womb, sparked by the sacred fluid of our fathers, and then God. Got absolutely no support for respecting the sanctity, the sacredness, and the divinity of being, the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all being. And this is the travesty and the tragedy of where we are, in we have been gifted such a great opportunity, a blessing, the gift of being. The gift of participating in something that is so freaking amazing, so absolutely miraculous, and then take it for granted to the degree to which we are undermining ourselves, taking it for granted as if there's nothing else to do other than to be getting high, being inebriated, intoxicated, destroying the integrity of our cellular functioning, literally dissipating our life currency. And paying to be sick, ill, and diseased, to become cash cows in multi-trillion dollar business. And yes, I am consistently addressing it because you all are consistently perpetuating this. And we are in a place and space where we do not have to do it. And we can stop. But your mind has to be strengthened to the degree to which you are literally willing to accept duty, obligation, and responsibility to stand in the light of the truth of the all that you are as this point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. Coming to a point and place where it's not just God outside of us, it's God inside of us. It's the absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us, that is the eye that sees through every eye. And to know that to be in existence, to be maintained and sustained over decades, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 and more years of experiencing the sunrise and the sunset. And it's just the rotation of the earth in flotation and rotation with all of these giant planets and just the divinity of it all. I'm wanting us to really just take it in as to how amazing it is to be on a planet that is spinning in eternity, that is 80% water. And within the waters, you have all manners of swimming things, all manners of creatures, all manners of intelligences. And I'm just saying, upon the earth, within the earth, within the depths of the waters of the earth and whatnot. And we have been given opportunity to explore. We've been given opportunity to experience. We've been given opportunity to really delight in the multiplicity of diversity that is cosmic conformity in terms of how absolutely amazing the intelligence of existence is, that it has fashioned itself as absolutely everything and everyone everywhere. But we're not respecting the intelligence of existence as it is everything in everyone and everywhere. Because the right I, the true I that sees, the real I that allows for the real I to be activated to truly be seeing and actualizing itself as all there is, and seeing and knowing the beauty and the diversity and the harmony of it all. We have to be able to really think, to consider, to reflect, to meditate upon it. Come to this space of place of true reverence, appreciation, gratitude, thanksgiving, because we will never experience or be given anything greater than who and what we already are. And to be under a system that makes sure that we have all manners of garbage available to bring and ingest into these perfectly and divinely designed bodies that are literally the temples for the dwelling of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. And those of you who work for these people. So we're in a place and space where this now moment is just so amazing, because you can change your frequency. You can shift your whole orientation. You can change the trajectory of your death by accepting the right to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, and initiated upon the path of eternal life, because you're already literally in the realm of eternity. And death is a program that's running. And so I'm having to really remind us that we are not the children of the gods of death. We are the children of that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. We are so perfectly and divinely designed that when one can truly see the Creator in everything and everyone, you also see its beauty. You see the depth of it. You see just so much more in each one of us. But it's very difficult for us to really rejoice in the fullness of the gift and the blessedness of our being, because our blood has been defiled and the spirit is charged upon the blood, and the blood is sacred. But there's so much spilling of the blood, so much blood spilt upon this land, and it benefits absolutely no one. And so to have a proper orientation that the purpose in being is to be beneficiaries, to be beneficial to everything and everybody. So we're already the beneficiaries of so many ones who have been very beneficial in their living, because they've gifted so much of themselves. They took time to consider. They took time to reflect. They took time to create. They took time to really give their gifts. They took time to leave us so much of their realizations, their revelations, their epiphanies, and all of that which constitutes their blessings and their gifts. And we are so blessed by it all. But what is our gift? How do we show up after being so gifted? What is our gift? What is our contribution? Are we going to be known as the generations who killed more children? Generations who killed more elders? Generation who killed more animals? Generations who just killed and killed and killed and ate themselves to death? I'm just saying, we need to wake up. Wake up, clean up, bathe internally. You understand? So people say, oh, well, I'm awoke. But you woke, but you haven't gotten up yet. You ain't even up. You woke, but you're not up. And now that you're up, you're kind of walking around, you're in a daze. Now it's time to clean up. Because the sleep was something that you had been put to sleep. It's not that you came into the world to sleep. You were put to sleep with artificial colors and flavors and breakfast cereals and cow's milk and hot dogs and hamburgers and all of the cartoons and all of the things that we were given from the time that we were children. You were put to sleep. And so our bathing, our realizing the necessity for cleansing the blood as the methodology of our liberation is a result of the methodology of our oppression being to defile and contaminate the bloodstream. The alcohol, the tobacco, the white sugar, all of the residues from all of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the pesticides, the herbicides, the antibiotics, the hormones, and all of the other chemicals, the artificial colors and flavors and whatnot, the shelf stabilizers, the flavor enhancers and whatnot, and then all of the mucus from all of the eggs and the cheese and the breads, the flour products that make paste and glue and whatnot that's causing all of the eczema and the psoriasis and the allergies and the shingles and all of these things that put people in a place where even though oxygen is free, it's everywhere you can breathe, but you have to now be given an oxygen tank because of the blockage and obstruction of your sinuses, of your bronchioles, of your lungs and whatnot with all of the paste and the glue from all of the eggs and the cheese and the flour products. So to have a system that has created a food system that is intended to oppress you, intended to clog you, intended to undermine you, intended to put money in their pockets and to have ones and ones who are the profiteers behind it feel within themselves that they are so rich and they're so this because they have put their money into all of these things and they've advertised and they've basically just perpetuating the lies of thinking that your life has no value. It's a lie to think that your life has no value, that you've just become useless eaters, that you are here to be commodity and slave unto a system of oppression, that's what you're here to do. You were born to live and to be commodified and to be sick and ill until you die, but the whole time you were supporting a system of oppression and a system of death. That is not purpose in being. That is not the will of existence. That is not right alignment with the order and the laws of our being. That is the result of the progression of error, of the toxicity of particular bloodlines that have felt some way that they have the entitlement to determine that they will set the precedent for the oppression of the world, of the people, of the planet. But the time is up because it's not sustainable. Sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity is not sustainable. Coming to a point in place where you have so many people that you are putting so much money into so many things to maintain the lives of people who are destined for death, because they have been on the trajectory of sickness, illness, disease, and death all of their lives. And so you got all of this money invested into maintaining a few more hours of life, maintaining, you know, a marginalized life, having the gallbladder removed, having the tonsils removed, having the adenoids removed, having the liver removed or part of the liver removed, because we know that the liver will regenerate itself, you know, dialysizing as opposed to really changing the diet and clearing and cleansing the people. How is it that women have come to a point where we have not accepted duty, obligation, and responsibility to be the nurturers and nurturers and to ensure that we are healing? Not managing disease, not creating disease, managing disease, and dying diseased. Having our breasts removed, our uteruses removed, our ovaries, our fallopian tubes, having our fetuses and our eggs and all of this being handled by other ones. All this stuff that came into our bodies, with our bodies, now it's no longer in our bodies. How is that? And so Yes, we can do this. We can make the difference. We can shift. We can go deeper within our own asking, knocking, seeking, praying. We can activate all of the faculties that we've been given for greater thought, for our aligning with the intelligence of existence, our harmonization with the will of existence, our being cleared, cleansed, purified, so that we are clearer, cleaner vessels of the light and the truth of all that we are as the personification of the divinity of being. And one would have to really question, why? Why would one not care to do whatever is necessary to walk in the heights of conscious expansion and elevation to be in the integrity of the truth and the wealth and the richness of its own inheritance as a point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is so, so beneficent, so giving, so beloving, so extraordinarily generous with itself. It's our absolute reality. Nobody can give you anything greater. You are already in possession of the greatest gift that you will ever have. You are already in possession of the greatest wealth. You are already enriched and enriching with each and every breath and every beat of your heart. It has nothing to do with the paper. It has everything to do with the quality of person that you are, the quality of ones through whom you've come, the capacity and the potentiality and the dynamic of who you actually are. I care to see us whole, spirit, mind, body, heart, and soul, to see us reinstated, reoriented in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as the children of eternity. Coming to a point and place where we realize that in our clearing, our cleansing, our consecration, our infusing within every atom and every cell of our being, the love of our Creator, the love of this experience that we refer to as life, the love and the appreciation of the gift of our being, that we have the opportunity to shift this entire frequency, because love is the triumph of the law. Love is more powerful than their insecurity and their fear and their toxic reality of stupidity that is generational. We're in a now moment that you're being called. You've been chosen. And these ones are trying to ensure that you are not making the choices on a daily basis to truly exalt a full effort in your living, which is what all intelligences do. You're being called to remember the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness, the duty, obligation, and the opportunity we have to respond correctly and directly in the exhortation, the exaltation of our desire for the fullness of our lives, for the wealth and the richness and the opulence and the affluence and the abundance of love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency that literally commands us. Commands the money. How y'all want so much money and you don't have a bit of sense to do, to know what to do with it? But why do you want so much money? And the money is all right. I don't have a problem with the money. The issue is to think money has greater value than the people. To think the polished wood, metal, and stone is more valuable than the lives of our children. To think that we should be engaged consistently in the pursuit of money without a conscious care, to be in the light of supreme intelligence, to be in the place where we care to literally have the aspiration for the divinity, the sanctity, and our birthright to be corrected after being influenced by those who've been wrong for so long. But we are so busy chasing the money at the detriment of the wealth of ourselves and dishonoring our Creator, the earth, and the intelligences that ensure that we have everything that we need here upon the planet. I am encouraging us to look around and see the order, to acknowledge the law, to have the aspiration to be harmonized within the law by accepting the perfection of your own being, that you're perfectly and divinely designed, and you're not designed for anything other than that which is oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and facilitative of consistent cellular repair, regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, wholeness, healing, harmonization with the will of existence, and that which is truly ensuring your peace, your poise, your power, your potentiality, your humanity, your divinity, your wealth, your money. All of it is tied to the order. It's tied to understanding how the law works, and the law is working all the time, and nobody can outthink it. So we might as well harmonize and attune ourselves with it, but we cannot be a detriment to ourselves and ourselves and survive it. And so the system itself cannot be a detriment to itself by being a detriment to everybody in it and then survive it. So when people say, oh, well, we're in the last days, we're in the last days of the stupidity, we're in the last days of the ignorance, we're in the last days of this unrighteousness, we're in the last days of the Antichrist spirit that has been initiated by church and government and society. We're in the last days of that. Why? Because there is no way for it can be continued, because death is the natural culmination of all of that. And people don't want to really accept that they're on the path of death, because they've been taught to believe that they're supposed to be dying. And that's why I am voice to the reality that we are already in eternity. You should not be dying of anything here. You were here to live and to exalt a full effort in doing such. You are here to honor and to glorify the lineages through whom you've come. You have come into the realm with so much of your own gifts, abilities, talents, and whatnot, so that the intention to have you oppressed so that you cannot access it, but you can work and slave doing stuff that don't need to be done, working on behalf of the corporate deities of death. You can do that, but it will not give you the fullness of what it would have been had we been supported in fully being activated, spiritually empowered, nutritionally edified, so that our natural progression as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence is something that everybody is experiencing and participating with and rejoicing, so that life is a celebration. Life is a big party. Life is the opportunity to create more and more life, more and more love, more and more of the order. And we have been called to remember, to participate, so that we know the honor, we know the glory, because there is nothing that is guaranteed success except more life, not death. More life. We've come to have life and to have it more abundantly. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the Eternal.